Welcome to the True Crime Stories Podcast. Today, we dive into the tragic and haunting case of Andrea Yates. In 2001, the nation was shocked when Andrea Yates, a mother of five young children, committed an unspeakable act. She systematically drowned each of her children in the family bathtub. This horrific crime raised countless questions about mental illness, the limits of the justice system, and the responsibilities of society in recognizing and addressing mental health issues. Join us as we explore the chilling details of the Andrea Yates case, the factors that led to this unimaginable tragedy, and the legal and ethical implications that arose from it. We'll delve into the complex psychology behind her actions, the subsequent trial that gripped the nation, and the impact the case had on public perception and policy regarding mental health. This podcast aims to shed light on the profound consequences of untreated mental illness and the heartbreaking consequences that can result. Get ready for a thought-provoking journey into the Andrea Yates case as we navigate the intricate layers of this deeply disturbing story and seek to understand the tragedy that unfolded. The Andrea Yates case is a profoundly tragic and complex true crime story that unfolded in 2001. It involves the shocking act of a mother taking the lives of her five young children. The case captivated the nation and sparked widespread discussions about mental illness, the legal system, and the responsibility of society to identify and treat individuals suffering from severe psychiatric disorders. Andrea Yates, born on July 2, 1964 in Houston, Texas, was a devoted wife and mother. However, she had a long history of mental health issues, including postpartum depression and psychosis. After the birth of her fourth child, she experienced a severe episode of postpartum depression and was hospitalized twice for treatment. Despite her fragile mental state, she became pregnant with her fifth child. On June 20, 2001, tragedy struck when Andrea Yates, alone in her home, methodically drowned each of her children, one by one, in the family bathtub. The victims were Noah, age 7, John, age 5, Paul, age 3, Luke, age 2, and Mary, age 6 months. The shocking nature of the crime sent shockwaves throughout the community and the country. Welcome to the True Crime Stories Podcast. Today, we dive into the tragic and haunting case of Andrea Yates. In 2001, the nation was shocked when Andrea Yates, a mother of five young children, committed an unspeakable act. She systematically drowned each of her children in the family bathtub. This horrific crime raised countless questions about mental illness, the limits of the justice system, and the responsibilities of society in recognizing and addressing mental health issues. Join us as we explore the chilling details of the Andrea Yates case, the factors that led to this unimaginable tragedy, and the legal and ethical implications that arose from it. We'll delve into the complex psychology behind her actions, the subsequent trial that gripped the nation, and the impact the case had on public perception and policy regarding mental health. This podcast aims to shed light on the profound consequences of untreated mental illness and the heartbreaking consequences that can result. Get ready for a thought-provoking journey into the Andrea Yates case as we navigate the intricate layers of this deeply disturbing story and seek to understand the tragedy that unfolded. The Andrea Yates case is a profoundly tragic and complex true crime story that unfolded in 2001. It involves the shocking act of a mother taking the lives of her five young children. The case captivated the nation and sparked widespread discussions about mental illness, the legal system, and the responsibility of society to identify and treat individuals suffering from severe psychiatric disorders. Andrea Yates, born on July 2, 1964 in Houston, Texas, was a devoted wife and mother. However, she had a long history of mental health issues, including postpartum depression and psychosis. After the birth of her fourth child, she experienced a severe episode of postpartum depression and was hospitalized twice for treatment. Despite her fragile mental state, she became pregnant with her fifth child. On June 20, 2001, tragedy struck when Andrea Yates, alone in her home, methodically drowned each of her children, one by one, in the family bathtub. The victims were Noah, age 7, John, age 5, Paul, age 3, Luke, age 2, and Mary, age 6 months. The shocking nature of the crime sent shockwaves throughout the community and the country.